It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Not the last. Well, I guess it is the last one in August because next weekend's Labor Day, and that's in September. So, anyway, hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill and enjoying some stuff. I know I have been, and we'll be talking a little bit about that in the show. But I'm Joppy's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves. You can check us out on thegrillingguys.com. You can go to our website. You can sign up for the podcast, which thousands of people do. Every week we send out thousands of copies, and it's absolutely free.
Yeah.
All we ask is that you support our sponsors on the right-hand side, and one of them is Sobey Meats, and Mr. Sobey will be joining us today. Jop took it easy on me. He suggested early this week that we have Tim on the show, and I'm like, oh, well, my work is done, because all I have to do is print out a show plan and say, Tim, 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 Tim.
Right, yeah, every segment, yeah. Hang on, because it's going to be a good one
today.
Well,
you know,
right?
the guy is the meat monster. Yep. And he's just a prince of a man, and we love him. He's made us all love Polish people even more.
Right. Yeah. You know what? We were talking in the, before the show started about his Polish grandkids that are twins, but they're born a day apart. I guess it was a year and a day. See, I can't even say that.
Okay. Well, I've heard of Irish twins. I've got a couple. My boys are a little 12 and a half months apart.
Yeah,
they call those Irish twins.
It sounds like his are 12 months and a day, so that's cool. They were celebrating birthdays this week. But anyway, so welcome, Tim, to the Grilling Guys. It's good to have you here.
Yeah,
I always appreciate you sitting in, and it's been a while, and that's what I told Bob. I said, guys, I think it's been a few months since Tim sat in with us, so give him a call, and sure enough, you're available.
He wanted some meat sticks. Let's be straight, okay?
Well, fortunately, the meat sticks I threw down last time to find my way back to the shop, they were still on the roll, so I could get back over here again.
I don't believe that. There's no self-respecting possum that would leave those be.
Yeah. Right. No way he could resist, right? Yeah.
I do live streams for our Facebook page and Twitter and Rumble, and very often I'll pan my grape vines, and I've let them go for about 5 years now, and this year I actually started pruning them properly, and because they're getting bigger and they're to where they might produce, and I'm happy to say they produced beautifully, and I've got four different varietals that made it, but I spent the other day just really looking under, cutting off all the big sun leaves and all that stuff, and I found a plethora of grapes. So I've got a great big bushel basket of grapes, and tomorrow we're going to have my granddaughter Cecilia's second birthday party at our house.
Okay.
She doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be our first grape stomper.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Wash off those piggies and get right in there and run around. Yeah. That'll be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I did take the opportunity to buy a GoPro because my streaming, as you so aptly point out, is all over the place. You can't work a grill and hold a phone and, you know, one-handed.
Anybody that's seen your videos agrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right.
So now I have a GoPro. So
is that like on a helmet cam or something?
Yeah,
so
you put it on your head, or you got a little vest thing, or whatever works.
Yeah.
You can put it on a little pod and just let it. But it's going to be so much nicer.
Yeah.
I'm geeked about that.
Yeah, well, we'll see how the quality of the videos are when you get it mastered.
I want to start putting out some product on that.
Can you bolt it to the spatula?
Yes, you can.
Right, yeah.
Make sure you take that off before you go to bed at night, Bob. Yeah.
Or at least send that recording somewhere else, right? Yeah.
Sure. Thanks for that.
No, thank you. Yeah.
That's funny. And then my last little project this afternoon is to finish the extension of the grill shack.
Oh, yeah?
Because I have people coming over tomorrow.
Sure. What's going on in the grill shack?
Well, I'm just putting the roof out a little bit more so it covers the tech and all that other stuff on that end.
Oh.
The rain and the snow wants to hit
this
that
thing. You know, less than a year ago, that thing was polished up, ready to go. It was exactly like you want it. And then just the equipment just keeps coming.
Well,
so you just got to keep moving the rough.
Yeah. Plus, you see what the weather does. So you need a little more protection. I put a shade up that's really nice. And It's kind of my
pretty soon you're going to put a bed out there.
Little haven. I have one.
Yeah.
It's a Murphy bed that comes down off the wall.
Right, yeah. Got to roll the grill out of the way, but hey, that's okay. Yeah.
I can sit up there with my 22 and wait for the coons.
Right. Yeah.
You got the pole barn syndrome. You build a barn to put your stuff in. But then you got to buy more stuff to fill it up, and then it's full. Now I need an extension.
Says the guy with two pole barns.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
See?
Yeah, right, yeah.
From experience.
Right, yep.
And those will be full.
Right. Yep. If they aren't now, they will be soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cool. But
so I thought Talk to the Butcher was a great idea, John.
It is.
Hats off to you.
It is, and I'm glad you're here, Tim. And I heard yesterday, it would have been Wednesday, on the radio, something about pork prices going through the roof, and they were speaking specifically about pork bellies, but they referenced something out of California as a reason, and I don't know what that would be. But have you heard anything about pork prices in the future? I mean, coming up in the next few months,
it's the Antifa pigs,
right? Yeah, yeah.
and again, leave it to California,
right? Right.
Seriously, so out there, pigs need more space. So they have to have bigger pens so pigs have more space
before
they take a nap. So now there's land, there's fencing, there's on and on and on and on. There's more room, more cost.
Murphy beds, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Probably a massage.
Get the right music. So we got to pipe in Jethro to California now.
Right, yeah.
So the pigs
easily
have something
done. Jethro.com.
Yeah.
Go to the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
So
that's what it is. It's just, okay, I get it. Because I was like, they were commenting how bacon's going to be double in price because, of all of that. And I guess I caught the tail end of the story, must be, which is, why I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. So
hogwash.
Don't worry. Yes. Yeah. Right. Oh, no, that's part of the deal too. You got to put in a hogwash.
Yeah.
I think they call it a bidet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. A bidon. Right. Yeah. But anyway,
do your bidet by night.
Right. So anyway, when we come up in the next segment here in a few minutes, Tim, I want to talk about the different meats in the counter and what we're looking like. Groceries are through the roof. Everybody knows that, and meat's no exception. But just want to look. I'm prepping everybody here that in the next segment, let's talk about some value piece of meats. They're all valuable, but
yes,
the value piece of meats that might be in the meat case that you can still feed
That's
a family
true.
For.
That's true, and I was negligent. I forgot to acknowledge our Michigan Talk Network, or Wet Work. Michigan
That's
Talk.
What I usually call it, a network.
You know what Wet Work is?
Right, yeah.
The Michigan Talk Network affiliates, and of course, the Bulldog Station, WBRN Big Rapids.
Yeah, yep, cool. But anyway, so Bob, what'd you cook this week? I did something I do. I've done it the last couple of years. I did a softball tournament, and I did burgers and dogs for 300. And I did them on the flat top, and we got it done. I had to get ahead of them a little
bit.
Dogs
are easy that way.
Yeah, and the burgers just, I ended up, I've got one of these Blackstone grills, right? And it's got the little grease trap that's on the back of it. It maybe holds a pint. Well, when you're doing those fatty burgers that you get in a box frozen from the major supplier, because their budget was what it was, right? So I was making fat like crazy on that grill. And the little tins were, they fill up so quick.
Tim,
last year I did it, I had 7 or 8 of them.
Tim, help him, correct him, and tell him how he could have avoided that.
Right, I understand. But so basically what I did is I cut a hole in the bottom of the tin, and I put a pipe on it and sealed it up tight with some
duct tape?
Yeah, no, it wasn't duct tape. It was that Flex Seal stuff, and it worked. But anyway, and then ran it into a gallon jug. And it solved my problem, because last year I had like 8 of those little tins full of grease, and this year it went all in a gallon jug, and I just capped it up and threw it in the trash.
He's got a new apron.
Right.
He's now a process engineer.
Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, it was hot. And the moral of the story is the guys that I did it for gave me a check. I walked up and they gave me a check. I just stuck it in my pocket. At the end of the event, you couldn't read it, because I had sweat through my pants and through the check.
Okay, that's
and it
information
was
we don't need.
No, but it
thanks
was
for donating.
Right? Yes, right. Yeah, it was a donated job for a while, but no, they take care of me. But yeah,
well,
it
what
was,
did I grill? You asked me.
Yeah,
nothing, because I have had some kind of gut issue going on for like a week, and I've been in and out of the doctor.
Now there's too much information. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Mr. Sobey. We're going to run up and down the meat counter. Stick with us. We'll be back.